اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRAB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay, that's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, today, inshallah, again, we'll be having two of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, okay? These two verses are our topic for today, and we will be, inshallah, working on the Tajweed rules in these two verses. And also, we'll have a short explanation. So, before we start, let me tell you what verses. Verses number 46 and 47. So I want you to turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, if you have your Quran with you, verse 46 and 47. Before we start, let's listen to these verses. So alhamdulillah, we listened. Nice recitation. Thank you so much. Now I will be reciting, and brothers here will be inshallah listening and repeating after us. Make sure, brothers and sisters who are listening to us, as you listen, please repeat as well, okay? Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين.
اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. In the previous verses, verse 45, Allah Almighty says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. We were talking about خَاشِعِينَ, yeah? خَاشِع is someone who is obedient, someone who is humble, yeah? When it comes to follow the rules of Allah Almighty, they do not, for example, say no or say, like, they are not kind of frustrating, okay? Or kind of beating around the bush, okay? They just follow, yeah? It's for them, it's very easy, and they are humble, obedient, okay? Like Salat, indeed, it was kind of difficult for those who are not khashi, but for those who are khashi, Salat, doing prayer, is not a difficult thing. Yes, they are always looking forward to hear the azan sound and then go and pray. Yeah? So Allah Almighty in the next ayah says, who are khashi'in? Alladhina yadhunnuna. Dhan has two meanings. Doubt, it's something more than doubt. And also it means certain thing. Whenever you dhan something, okay, in Arabic you say dhan, it has two meanings. Either you have believe in it, you believe in it, okay, there is no doubt, or sometimes you doubt about something, okay? So here it doesn't mean doubt, it means believing, being certain in something, okay? Alladhina, those khashi'in are those who yadhunnuna, those who are certain, okay? Who are certain, who believe for sure that annahum mulaqu rabbihim, they will encounter their Lord, they will meet their Lord. Do they really meet their? Do we really meet our Lord? We do not meet our Lord like seeing His face, because Allah Almighty doesn't have face. Okay, that's why we know Allah Almighty by His attributes: Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, yeah, Al-Qadir, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari. We know Allah Almighty by His attributes. Yes, because we have a limitation of understanding, so that's why we can't. We have a long discussion, okay, and beliefs, okay, Islamic beliefs, that you can find the answer there. So here, like for example, if someone is blind, if you take him to someone, okay, to meet someone, he is blind, he can't see the person he was going to meet, yes? But is it still called meeting or no? Yeah, yes. It's called meeting. Suppose yes. It's like that, okay? So we do not see our Lord by our eyes, but we can feel Him. We can see His punishments and His rewards. So recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa rajul.
So, it has a long discussion. So, I really want you to refer to the Tafsir book, inshallah.
Qur'ani nabdu hayati, Qur'ani tahhar dhati, Qur'ani asmatu amri,
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So guys, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ, there is a tashdeed, right?
Yes.
يَظُنُّونَ. So make sure you prolong the sound for two counts. يَظُنُّونَ, idgham also. يَظُنُّونَ, yes, idgham. الَّذِينَ, ذَال, and then pronunciation of the letter ظَا, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ, right? أَنَّهُمْ, again, idgham. أَنَّهُمْ, again, idgham. Idgham mithlain, meme plus meme. Right, Fawad? Fawad, yes. Is so good at idgham mithlain. Annahum mulaqu, mulaqu. Make sure there is a baby alif on the top of lam. That indicates this is prolonged for two count, the same as alif mad, right?
Yes.
It's called dagger alif.
Yes.
Or the baby alif.
Yes. Right?
We have also baby waw, which also works as the father waw. We have also baby ya, which works as the father, yeah, okay, and baby Aleph as the father, Aleph, okay? They work the same. Yeah. Don't think like, oh, it's baby, so it doesn't prolong that sound, okay? It's just one count. No, again, it's two count. أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا long sound. رَبِّهِمْ heavy ra. رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ راجعون إليه. What sound is it? What mad is it?
إليلين.
مد اللين. ما شاء الله علي ناصر. وأنهم إليه راجعون. A baby alif again. راجعون. Okay, make sure two counts. Okay, Hassan.
Yes.
So Hassan, read this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
أحسن. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. So next ayah. يا بني إسرائيل. There is a mad, but is the mad wajib? يا بني.
No.
Why? Because the hamza
is not in the
in that word. It's in the next word. But the mad in the word إسرائيل. That one, it's wajib, right?
Wajib, yes.
Why, Fawad? Here it is one word, okay? Here it is one word, used as one word. Israel, when it's compound word, it's in the Hebrew language, I think, okay? But not, here it is used as one word, okay? Israel, it's mad wajib mutasil, right? Hamza. Udhkuru. So, if you start from udhkuru, I said it already. So, you put a dhamma on the top of Hamzat al-Wasl, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Udhkuru. Why? Because
the third letter
has
a dhamma.
Udhkuru, not idhkuru, not adhkuru. Ni'mati yallati an'amtu. An'amtu. Nun sakin plus ayn. Ali Nasir, what rule is applied here?
Iqlab.
No. That's wrong, man.
Idhar.
No change, no merit, no?
Hide.
Just idhar, do it.
Yes.
Read it. An'amtu alaykum. Wa anni. Again, idgham. Wa anni. Right? Anni faddaltukum. Alal alameen. The letter that Fawad Haider has a lot of problem with it. Ayn. Can you say ala al-alamin for what?
Ala al-alamin.
Oh, he has fixed it. Mashallah, recite a salawat for him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. Okay. So, guys, that was all about the tajweed rules. Since the tajweed rules are getting so much easier for you, okay? We're not paying attention to simple ones, okay? Just the difficult ones we'll work on. So, if you had any questions, guys, you can ask me. But if you don't have, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No. Mm-hmm. So I really want you for the explanation, refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, interpretations, okay? And also for the Tajweed rules, listen to our audio again and again, inshallah, and practice. So stay with us, inshallah, we'll be here with you in the next sessions, okay? With the next verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to Allah Almighty for giving us the chance. And thank you so much, IRIB English Radio. And also thank you so much, Sevier International School. So, see you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان
إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.